let your body be in a comfortable position where you can just let all of the muscles relax in the body, the skeleton, the chair will support the body so that you're able to just simply let go and enjoy the sensation of relaxing. Especially pay some attention to your facial muscles as you relax, and especially to your eyelids, that your eyelids are just very gently, very gently closed without any tension or pressure, very lightly closed without any stress or wrinkles or tension in the eyelids themselves. Feel the muscles in the body relax as you pay a little bit of attention to them, just simply objectifying the body and suggesting that it relax, and appreciating the sensations of that relaxation. And notice the breathing of your body, and let the breath also relax, and relax the body. As you relax, let yourself continue to breathe without touching the breath, without affecting the breath, just appreciating that the body is breathing. And as you continue to relax your body, pay a little attention to your mind. Evoke inside of yourself an inner friend, the one who witnesses the mind, and simply allows the mind for the time being to roam freely, to think and to feel. Without any control, with objective appreciation, simply allowing it to be. So it's relaxing the mind in a loving, appreciative environment, an accepting environment. Really, it's only with an accepting, friendly atmosphere that one can relax. Very, very difficult to relax in a critical environment. So So find the part of yourself that is a good friend to others or a loving parent to your child. And let that one be the witness of your body and mind. Let yourself just appreciate the position of your body, the sensation of your body. And notice that this body is conscious. It enjoys your experience of the body anyway at this moment. Definitely takes place in consciousness. You can say this body is pervaded by consciousness. The sensations of the body, the shape of the body, all exists in consciousness. I'm conscious of it. So let yourself focus a little bit in on the conscious being of the body. The conscious being that is present to all of the sensations and perceptions of the body. Just turn the focus a little bit to the conscious being which the body enjoys. You can do the same with your mind. You don't need to control the mind or to make it think one thing or another. Simply be present to the mind, whatever it happens to be doing and feeling. Just be awake to the mind. And notice that it also enjoys consciousness. Conscious being. Is the very warp and woof of the mind. I could go so far as to say the conscious being that I am is the very warp and woof of the mind. The very warp and woof of the body. The substance of all of my perceptions. You don't need to change your perceptions or get rid of them in order to recognize this fact. It's a matter of noticing what I may have always taken for granted. Always taken for granted because never not there. Notice the changelessness of your being, the being that pervades the body, the consciousness that pervades the mind. The consciousness that pervades the chimes in the distance. The more you're able to relax the body and the mind, simply letting them be as they are, the more to the forefront the self which abides changelessly, amidst these cognitions, seems to come to the forefront. When the mind is not engaged in trying to make things be different, what is actually there becomes more clear.